Welcome to S-Class, the highest tier in podcasting. With me, hailing from a long line of legendary warriors, it's Robert, and I'm your host.
Wow, Justin, this is outrageous. I just actually looked at the thing that you've given us for the first time, our plethora of anime to choose from, and I can't even let you do your introduction because I'm blown away by our choices here.
Okay, well, I am your host, Justin. I was going to say I am the pouty, dark-haired mage with no social skills. Your host, Justin.
Accurate.
All this accurate. So, ordinarily, when Robert and I finish a series together, we like to have a discussion about it, and then we do our final ranking of it. We think we've said enough about how much we love Frieren. I would be giving it an S rank, as would you, right, Robert?
Correct, absolutely.
So, with that being said, we thought it'd be much more interesting to, instead of just reiterating that same discussion, we're going to rank Frieren amongst some of our favorite anime and manga of all time and see whether it's better or worse than Frieren, this list of anime. I told Rob we would each be presenting only five. I've thrown 20 anime onto this docket, and this is Rob's first time seeing it.
So this is collectively anime we've both seen as well.
Correct. So there might be some popular things that people might like, but one of us has not seen it. So we'd like to have a more thorough discussion. I'm gonna list these in order alphabetically. And then I'm gonna go through the tiers and explain how these rules are gonna work. Again, this is a podcast episode. This is gonna be audio, but we're also having a video on the main channel if you'd like to see a more visual tier list of this. So let me just go ahead and list these off while Rob processes all of this. Bakuman, Blue Period, Dr. Stone, Dragon Ball, Girls in Panzer, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Stardust Crusader, Kaiji, Kiki's Delivery Service, K-On!, Konjiki no Gashbell, Little Witch Academia, Naruto, Ping Pong, A Place Further Than the Universe, Polar Bear Cafe, Porco Rosso, Shokugeki no Soma, Yotsuba, Your Name, and Yu Yu Hakusho. So we have 20 series. A couple of catches. We have to put 10 above Frieren and 10 below Frieren. There is no middle line of saying it's about the same level. The reason why most of these series are here is because they're around that level. So it's going to get spicy. One more rule is that Rob and I each get one veto. So if there's a series that one of us feels very strongly about and we cannot reach a consensus of whether it's better or worse, one of us can say the veto and that will end the conversation. That person who uses their one veto gets to decide where it goes.
I can't wait to use the veto just to piss you off. I think I already have the perfect idea of when to do it, just to get you so agitated. And then you can't even respond, right? It's over. It's just done.
It is over. It is a little bit of a game of chicken, because if you use it at the right place, you can use it as an offensive move or a defensive move.
Oh my God, I love that. Wait, can I veto your veto with my veto?
No, can you? We both waste our veto?
Yeah.
I'll let you decide that, Robert.
Okay.
Robert, with all of that being said, I'd like to give you the first overall pick for the question, is this better than Frieren?
Well, I see, you know, for our people watching it, that there's a Gashbell tier as well. So are we just putting Gashbell at the top to begin with and not even like counting it as one of our series?
There's actually four tiers. I apologize, I didn't say this. There's the Gashbell tier, there's the better than Frieren tier, the worse than Frieren tier, and you might not even be able to see this, but it says absolute trash in black writing over a black box.
Oh, okay, so that's the Girls in Panzer tier.
There we go. Our first cut, Girls in Panzer, goes in absolute trash. Now, there will be 9 going in the better than Frieren, 9 worse than Frieren, and then 1 in the Gashbell tier, which
of course,
remains
absolutely
to be seen what that is.
Oh, okay, so Gashbell might not be Gashbell tier. Okay, I think we should have a little post-mortem for Girls in Panzer, which I think was a show we watched when we first started S-Class. Like, when we first started S-Class, we tried to make it so that we would all watch a show over the course of, like, a week or two and then talk about it. And Girls in Panzer ended up being one of the worst things either of us has ever seen.
Well, I can say that because I actually watched the whole series. You saw about 2 episodes of it and pretended for about, like, 5 years that I wouldn't recognize that you didn't actually watch it. But I noticed during that podcast, you got real quiet at certain parts. I was like, oh, this motherfucker didn't even suffer with us.
I could not do it. I could not even hank my way through more than 2.5 episodes.
Very deserving of the absolute trash tier. I'm gonna throw something on here that's gonna be a tough discussion point. I know where it is in my heart, but it is competitive, and it's Shokugeki no Soma.
Oh, okay. You know, that's a tough one because I know that when I rank things, I don't just rank it as an anime series. I rank it as the experience and holistically what went into watching that anime. And Shokugeki no Soma was an anime we watched together, and we had a lot of fun watching it together with our other buddy John. And there's just so many positive experiences that went along with it. And while I absolutely think it's a worse anime than Frieren, Frieren was just me watching it every Friday. There was no like real exciting strings attached that I have these everlasting memories that go along with watching Frieren. And I don't know if you agree with that aspect of it, but for me, the overall experience of those first couple of seasons of Shokugeki no Soma would put it better than Frieren. But if we're looking at it as the entire Shokugeki no Soma series, then it has to be worse.
I agree with you. I think that we were a lot younger. You didn't have a kid yet, and we would hang out every week and watch this together. I remember you and John had watched this before I had, and you were just watching in anticipation as I made all the wrong predictions about who was going to make it through the tournament. It's a precious memory. I think the reason, besides the fact that it is just worse than Frieren, given the seasons 3 through 5, is that I see seasons 1 and 2 as like the prologue. Like, this is building up who Soma is, his relative skill next to his class, and them taking on this juggernaut. And that's the climax. I think because it's like the climax is such a fall off from the prologue, that's why it's worse than Frieren. It's not really fair because we haven't gotten to the climax of Frieren. It's almost like it'd be more fair to compare the first 2 seasons of Soma to what we've seen of Frieren so far.
Which, if we were doing, I would put it better than, but we're looking at Soma as an entire package, so I will put it worse than Frieren.
Yeah, I'm on the same page. I probably would put it higher if it was just those first two, just from the excitement and the energy. But we'll put it worse. Okay. It's a tough one, though. I want to start off just to make sure we get the feeling of what we're doing here today.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to start it off. I'm just like perusing the list, and I'm trying to... Wow, this is going to be real interesting, because I don't want to like dump too much in worse than, because there's, you know, we have to have 9 in each, and it's like I have to really believe that this is better than Frieren and make an argument for it to put it above Frieren.
How savage are we being with this, Rob? If it's in a tier, can we move it, or is it stuck there for the annals of eternity?
No, I think it's in there for eternity. This is the decision we are making here.
Okay, then I would say we should play it safe and maybe get rid of some things earlier rather than have all the hard discussions and then end up being left with like K-On! And other things better than Frieren. You know what I'm saying? We might screw ourselves. I might have done something bad just now, but it's fine.
All right, let's start cooking then.
What do you got for me?
I think K-On! Is a good one to put in worse than Frieren. I mean, K-On! Was my first cute girls doing cute things anime. And I, you know, also have fond memories of watching K-On! With you. But, like, for a show about girls that are supposed to be in a band, they don't actually ever play any music. But the one song they do play, I actually really love. And I feel
full time.
Wanting... Exactly, it's fantastic. But I feel wanting more. And to be quite honest with you, I don't really love season 2 of K-On! It feels like it slows down, like, to a substantial crawl.
Fucking Azunyan.
And it's already obviously a slow series. It's Azunyan. The addition of Azunyan really, really killed the momentum for me.
I don't disagree. And I think there's a beautiful irony in that Frieren is a show about everything and K-On! Is a show about nothing.
It absolutely is.
I love those girls. Don't get me wrong, but it is worse than Frieren. Alright, I gotta throw something in better than Frieren. I'm putting Yu Hakusho in better than Frieren.
I am not going to argue against that, I don't think.
It's hard. Like, when I was really... I tried making a list of my top 100 anime at one point, and I was like, ooh, it's floating right around this area. Looking at this list, and when I was thinking about it myself, because I picked Yu Hakusho, I was like, in my heart, I don't think Frieren has surpassed what Yu Hakusho is. Those 120 episodes, that experience of my childhood, Frieren isn't there yet.
No, and once again, the experience. I watched the entire Dark Tournament with our buddy Kevin, and it was like watching a sporting event. It was like watching the NBA Finals combined with the Super Bowl. And like, even though you kind of know our heroes are going to win, like, I was genuinely unsure throughout every single round. And it, like, they just did such a good job of making it feel like this competitive life or death tournament. You know, the fate of all these people are on the line. I think the Dark Tournament alone is what puts Yu Yu Hakusho above so many other anime.
Dark Tournament is legendary, and then also the Sensui arc, which becomes this like noir mystery against these psychics who aren't strong but have very unique powers against them. It just goes in very many different directions. I think Yu Yu Hakusho is a special, very special anime.
Agreed. No qualms there yet.
This is tough.
You know, I want to talk about one that I know is incredibly important to you and one that I just sort of liked, which is Blue Period.
I'm contemplating if I'm using the veto now.
Right. So for me, it would be worse than Free Ride because as much as I liked it, you know, for me, it was just another seasonal anime, probably my favorite anime of the season I watched when it aired. But there was not too much more than that. I'm not like anxiously awaiting for season two to drop. I'll obviously watch it when it does happen, but like something about art and, you know, somebody struggling through their dreams of becoming an artist, that resonates so much more with you, obviously, than me.
Yeah, this is definitely a Homer pick. And I think from your perspective, you've only seen 11 episodes. I'm totally caught up on the manga. If I were where you were, I'd probably argue it's worse than Frieren. I think I'll play my veto card here and put it as better than Frieren. It's a very strategic move just to get rid of it. I see what you're doing here, Rob.
It is exactly what my plan was here, is for you to use your veto before you, I could use mine. And now I can really have some fun here.
I have a feeling I know who you're going after. Which makes me very unhappy. But you know what? I would not be happy leaving this podcast today seeing Blue Period and worse than Frieren in my heart.
Okay, so you're up for a nomination, and I have the veto in my back pocket. Just remember that.
I came into this podcast with a pure heart, Rob. I wasn't here to hurt you, and now I really can't. I can't do much of anything. I'd like to propose Shirakumo Cafe in the Gash Bell tier.
What? Are you doing this just so that I'll veto it? Because that's rude, Justin.
That would be pretty legendary. No, I'd put Shirakumo Cafe in worse than Frieren. I've only seen about 5 episodes, but I just don't think it reaches the heights. It could. There's 43 episodes left to go, but Panda doing nothing and Shirakumo having puns and Penguin being George Costanza, I don't think that tops Frieren.
I will say, Polar Bear Cafe is actually one of the first anime I ever watched that wasn't like, you know, your basic battle shonen or Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh, and that's I think it might be the reason why I love slice of life manga and anime so much 10-15 years later after originally watching it. So it does hold a very special place in my heart for that, but it's a very, very slow burn anime, and it is kind of made for a younger audience in order to learn, you know, about Japanese puns and idioms and culture. And I do enjoy learning about that too, but I don't think it's certainly not hitting those highs of Frieren and those emotional, impactful moments that Frieren brings us. So I think it's fair to put it worse than Frieren, of course.
On your all-time list, do you think it's higher
than Frieren? No, no.
Okay. I think that I just want to make a quick analogy, and maybe this resonates with some people. I'm thinking like the NBA, and you have a person who's had an MVP season last season. Let's take someone like Joel Embiid, who was like extremely dominant, but he might not even make the top 75 team at this point in his career. If he retired today, he's not there, even though he was unbelievably great. And then you have someone like John Stockton, who's like never made an MVP, but still might rank higher because of the longevity, the consistency, long-time greatness versus like one-time peak. Does that make sense?
I don't think that analogy works for this. I think maybe it's Frieren is LeBron James and Polar Bear Cafe is Jalen Brunson. Obviously, LeBron is better, but I like Jalen Brunson more.
Sure. That was not specific to Polar Bear Cafe. That's just this entire exercise of free run. There's been no bad part of free run yet because it's so early, but we've seen the lumps that some of these other animes have taken. But as a whole, holistically, it still might be greater because of the length and the duration of it.
That analogy was atrocious, Justin.
That's a great analogy.
It did not work here.
It totally works. But go on, please.
I want to talk about... Okay, I know this is better than Free Run. It's Kiki's Delivery Service. You know that this is my favorite.
Not I don't think it's better than Free Run.
That's fine. You don't have a veto. It's my favorite movie of all time. One of my favorite animes of all time. It just holds a very special place in my heart. It's 100% better than Free Run. And veto
it's
it
not.
if you can. Oh, wait, you can't. Too bad. It is, I think,
you can use your
the
veto
best
if you'd like to.
I'm not going to veto myself.
No, you can veto just because you propose it. Does the proposer have the initial say, and then the other person gets to veto? I thought it's the discussion.
Yeah.
No, we're having a discussion, and then we decide where it goes, and then you can veto if you don't want to have this discussion.
It really doesn't matter because it's going there no matter what.
I mean, I guess you can use your veto, but I just think that a girl who can barely fly versus Freerun who has infinite magical powers, there's no argument there. Not only there that, I mean, Fern's better at magic than her.
Who cares how good they are at magic? That has nothing to do with anything.
I mean, Kiki just kind of is not good.
You're not going to sit here and tell me that Kiki's Delivery Service is a bad movie.
Kiki's Delivery Service might be like my seventh favorite Ghibli movie, and I'm not even joking.
That's outrageous. It's going in better than Free Run.
I don't know.
That's it.
Personally,
yeah,
it's definitely worse than Free
Run. I see what you're trying to do. I hear it in your voice. The problem is you're not very good at trolling and acting and pretending like, ooh, I think this is a terrible anime, and
I
actually
know
how much Rob likes it.
No, I genuinely believe it's... Well, I have a shit-eating grin on my face because I have a shit-eating grin on my face, but I genuinely do think it's worse than Free Run, and I'm not kidding when I say it's not in my top five Ghibli movies of all time. I didn't enjoy it when I saw it, and I've seen it twice, I believe. I don't think it's a bad movie. I just don't think it's a great movie. I know how much you love it.
I'm floored right now. It has one of Ghibli's best scores, the best setting. It's so cozy and just inspiring, watching Kiki struggle throughout to try to be what everybody thinks she should be, and then reinvigorating that passion because she finds a
if
reason
I want
to
watch a struggle, I'll just try to watch you make a jump shot.
Okay, you know, your basketball analogies once again are not on point. And Kiki is absolutely better than Free Run.
I don't know, man. I think we might need to pause that one.
Just veto it then. I'll use my veto. I don't even care. If you're going to pull that garbage, then it is what it is. An unbelievable performance on your hand right here. You should be embarrassed for the way you're treating this discussion. Ashamed of yourself.
Okay. I'm going to get rid of A Place Further Than the Universe. And it's a sad cut to put it worse than Free Run, but I think it is.
No, this was one where, going back to my holistic, you know, approach to these things, I think Free Run is a better overall anime than A Place Further Than the Universe. Actually, I don't even know that I think that. I think that's actually not, might not even be true. I think the thing that A Place Further Than the Universe did better than Free Run is that they both had an emotional impact on me,
mm-hmm.
in terms of, obviously, Free Run, you know, even just that first episode really makes you want to appreciate the people in your life and you know, understand that your perception is different than somebody else's. Like, just because for her 10 years feels like nothing doesn't mean that for somebody else it isn't, you know, the highlight of their entire life. But I almost feel like, you know, that didn't change me too much because I feel at this point in my life, I already do appreciate the people in my life. Whereas A Place Further Than the Universe, when I watched it, it really did make me feel inspired to kind of pick myself up and start following some of my dreams. You know, that anime starts with a girl that is so stuck in what she's doing, and that what she's doing is nothing. And she finds this, you know, her friend that is so inspired and has such a reason to go to Antarctica to find, you know, her mother or get closure for the loss of her mother. And, you know, she's just constantly taking these leaps and doing things she would never do. And she starts to follow her dream. And I think that had more of an actual impact on me than Frieren. Whereas Frieren, I did get that message and it did make me feel emotional, but I do feel like at just the point of my life that I watched it, I already, you know, feel like I appreciate the people in my life.
I think everything you're saying makes sense. It's hard. I think Frieren's just a better production. I think it's a better story. I think A Place Further Than the Universe is like a tight little vignette. And I think that A Place Further Than the Universe has a really strong opening and a really strong closing. I think the middle episodes are kind of forgettable. I also think that the two supporting characters that aren't the two main girls also kind of, I don't want to say they take away, but they don't really add to the story as much. I totally get the feeling. Like it's the type of the energy that like kind of pumps you up, like, oh man, I want to start living. I think both of these series do that, and they do both tug emotionally. I didn't think you were going to be that high on this, so this is by no means an attack on you. We can put it in better than Frieren if you're feeling super strongly, but I'd also consider shelving it for now to see where, for me, it's a border series. Would you agree? Or
I
think
if it's
definitive?
A border series, and I think looking at what we have left, I think it should be better than Frieren.
Oh, it's not a border series for me. I think it's a border series based on our differing opinions.
I know that. And what I'm saying is that based on what we have left, I think better than Frieren is where it should end up.
Okay. We can put it there if you're feeling comfortable locking it in.
I do feel very comfortable locking it in.
Okay.
This came out in what, 2017, 2018, and I still have these very positive feelings towards it. Whereas some older anime that in the moment I have that recency bias, it fades away, but it has not faded away for me with this series.
This is going to be a tight race to the finish, I think.
I'm
looking
not
at
sure
the numbers.
It will be.
Okay. Go ahead. It's your cut.
Oh, it is mine. Okay. I like Dr. Stone. It's a series that starts off a lot of fun, and seeing them spend like 3 or 4 episodes just working on reinventing something so simple is really cool. But as Dr. Stone progresses, it progresses. Things get way too fast, and it sort of takes away the fun of discovery and learning. And, you know, it does make sense. Like in the aspects of real history, you have so much time where nothing's going on, and then all of a sudden Industrial Revolution, 100 years, technology booms, and you know, that's real life. Emulating it in the manga wasn't as enjoyable for me.
I totally agree. I honestly threw Dr. Stone in here as an anime that I knew that we both felt good, not great about, and I felt like we had a lot of competitive series in here. I was like, I better put some stuff in the worse than Frieren bucket in order to make sure that we're not just killing some really precious darlings. So that was a coward's play on my part. But yeah, this is definitely worse than Frieren.
Yeah, had to be done.
Let's go Your Name as better than Frieren.
Yeah, I don't think that's really an argument. You know, we always tell the story. I'm sure we've talked about it multiple times in multiple podcasts, that the first time I saw you watching it was when we were in Japan on the bullet train, and you were sitting there in silence on your computer watching this movie. And you know, right then and there, I could see how floored and touched you were by it. And then I eventually watched it when we got home from Japan, and 100% I felt the same way.
Yeah, just one of the most beautiful, breathtaking visual soundtracks. Yeah, it's a special movie. I can see some of the flaws with it in hindsight, but the experience and going in with having no knowledge of what it is really, it's magical is the only word I can use to describe it.
Speaking of magical, Justin,
oh boy,
I think it's time we talked about Little Witch Academia.
What is there to talk about? This is like the second worst witch series on this list, and it's both of them are worse than Frieren.
I blew through this series when it was on Netflix. I think I watched like all 40 or whatever episodes there were.
There's 40?
17 minutes. No, there might have been like 24 episodes, but like I flew through it. And from episode 1 to episode 24, she's still an awful witch. She never actually learns how to do any magic, honestly. But it's a really fun cute, great animation. It's obviously not better than Frieren, but it does hold a special place in my heart. And I know you hate it, so it never had a chance in this.
You know, I don't hate it. I never finished it. It's just boring. Like, I wish I liked it because it's like zany and cute, but it's like, it's just like antics. It does K-On! Badly. That's not a great comparison.
No. It does not do K-On! Badly. Akko is a great main character. She's a doofus and she's like so kawaii, but let's not get into this.
Yeah. I'm not trying to like throw shade. I just like, for some reason, there's something about the show that even though like Trigger animated it, it's beautiful to look at. It just wasn't fun for me, even though that's what it's exactly trying to be.
Well, you're a boring, miserable person.
It's true. I can't argue with that. But yeah, so it's worse
there
than
you
Frieren.
Are. That's why you resonate with Frieren so much.
Frieren's
she has no
excellent.
Personality. She's just a miserable, flat. I'm not getting angry
talk more shit about Frieren.
What am I doing?
Take more
here?
Shit
no,
on
no,
Frieren.
no.
Yeah.
I love Frieren. God, this is what you do to me.
You want me to do it to you again?
Yeah, what do you got here?
I think Kaiji's worse than Frieren, and I know you disagree.
I knew this was going to be a big fight.
This isn't a big fight.
No, I'm not going to fight it hard. I knew you weren't going to feel the same way as me with Kaiji, and I think I'm probably going to deflect to you on this one. Kaiji, I think, is the ultimate
experience
of watching this
sure.
anime. And I don't think if I was watching Kaiji without talking to anybody else or watching it with other people, I wouldn't enjoy Kaiji as much as I did. You know, Kaiji is something we still quote today. Anytime
Zawa,
there's like,
Zawa.
There's dead air, it's just Zawa, Zawa. I mean, it's hilarious. It's the most...
It's an endless ejaculation.
It really is. It keeps you on the edge of your seat and it's constantly edging you throughout, seeing how badly this man can destroy his life with gambling. And it's I don't even know if it's supposed to be funny, but it is hilarious and a joy to watch with other people.
When I said this isn't going to be like a big fight, because I don't feel so strongly that it's worse than Frieren. Like, I could make the argument that it's better than Frieren. And this is where I struggle sometimes, because I love Frieren, one of the best series I've seen in the last 5 years, let's say. But when I look back in 10 years from now, assuming that I've never seen any more Frieren, what part of it will I remember, even though I enjoyed it week to week? And when I think of it, I have good feelings, but what parts of it will I remember? Kaiji, there's going to be so many vivid memories for me. I remember the rock, paper, scissors. I remember going against the glass staircase. I remember E-card. There's so many vivid memories where I could see the argument for better than Frieren if you're feeling strongly. It's just, we have 4 spots left for each of them, if that's one of the ones you want to use.
You see, that's what's tough too, is that just like you said, in 10 years, what am I going to remember of Frieren? And I think it's mostly episode 1. I think it's mostly the start to that series that really hooked me in and grasped me and made me feel things. And as it goes on, as much as I love the last half of it, it kind of just turns into this battle shonen for like half of its run, which is a lot of fun, but it's not necessarily as impactful.
I really do think, I repeat what I say earlier, which is I think it's going to be a tight race at the finish, unless you have extremely differing feelings than I do about some of these things.
You know, talking about it, I think I'd want to put Kaiji in better then.
I could put it there. I'm not sure if I'm ready to lock in. Are you ready to lock in?
What's something that you're not feeling great about?
Okay.
As in something that I'm pretty comfortable putting in worse? Is JoJo Part 3.
Yes. That is the easiest cut left on the board. I think the rest of them are going to be...
I absolutely agree.
I think the rest of these cuts are going to be really hard, frankly.
100% agree. JoJo Part 3, it's a lot of fun for like 6 or 7 of its episodes, and the rest are kind of meandering and boring and feel like filler. It's a great Monster of the Week anime when it was written as the manga 30 years ago, but without its production value and its, you know, great voice acting and great character designs and awesome stand powers, I don't think it's actually that enjoyable to watch a lot of its episodes.
I think without some of the early episodes, the Darby brothers, and the final fight, I think that leaves about 60 to 70% of the series, which is borderline unrewatchable.
Agreed. I 100% agree.
Iconic characters, iconic series.
Absolutely. Not going to argue that, but it's worse than Frieren for sure.
Do you honestly see three series that you'd feel comfortable putting in worse than Frieren at this point?
Not necessarily comfortable, but I have the three in my mind that I would put worse.
I think we have absolutely opposite opinions on some of these too, which is why it's going to get funky. I'll say the one that I think you're going to go after, and I'm going to say Naruto is better than Frieren.
It's not. That is an outrageous statement to make. That is such... You see, here's the problem. Naruto is awful. As a complete package, because 33% of the series is unreadable. I dropped it once they got to that war arc, and that war arc took years, and that's one third of the whole series. Then you go back to part one, which is, I think, the best part of Naruto, and you have the Chunin exam, which is great, but doesn't actually finish, and you have Sasuke retrieval, which is probably the best arc of Naruto, and early Shippuden, I do enjoy, and then everything else is like, bleh.
I think that your mind has been toxicified over the years with people around us saying how much they dislike Naruto and how bad it is, that you forget the feeling of 13-year-old Robert waiting for the latest Scanlation to come out for every single week for about 5 years. I think you forget the hype of Rock Lee dropping the weights to kick Gaara in the face. I think you forget Jiraiya fighting Pain and dying and leaving his final message. These are all... I'm not disagreeing with you. That final war arc is horrible. That leaves us with about 450 chapters or 100 or 200 episodes that are still either good, very good, or amazing, iconic. This series made me buy bootleg Chinese CDs because our friend would not give me the scanlations or the episodes because he's an asshole. As much as I have problems with Naruto, and there are tons of problems, I think that this is one of the series that it's not like a definitive better than Frieren. It's like this is hard for this 28 episode season for it to overpower something that is just such an iconic part of my life and childhood.
Look, I think Naruto more than any other series here, even Dragon Ball, is the series that encompasses our childhood. Truthfully, I think it is that impactful and has been that everlasting in our lives, even more than Dragon Ball, even more than Pokemon, even more than Yu-Gi-Oh! I think Naruto was really our first real anime. And I get that. I appreciate that. But when you have such a large portion of this series that is, for me, wasn't even readable or watchable, that just says so much.
I don't know if it does, because it's greatness for a huge portion. And like, it's like looking at Frieren and being like, we don't know what remains to be seen. This is like, if we stop Naruto in the beginning, after the first two or three seasons, and it's like, oh, this stuff's fire. This is like top five of all time. Frieren hasn't had time to get bad yet. Not that it will.
That's why we put Soma. That's why we put Soma as worse than Frieren.
But Naruto's better than package, Soma.
Not for me. I don't think that's the case.
Naruto is iconic.
I get Naruto is iconic, but we're not talking about how iconic it is. We're talking about how good it is, and 40% of it is atrocious.
It's not just iconic. I'm not saying iconic as like an anime. I'm saying iconic for us.
I don't disagree with that. I think
this is a spite pick. I think you're standing on this ground out of spite. And I had to get rid of your veto because I knew from the very beginning this is the series you wanted to murder.
But I think the thing that bothers me is that I didn't do Blue Period in bad taste. I did it because it genuinely for me was worse than Frieren. And I feel like you chose Kiki just to be a jerk and to be like really nasty about it. And, you know, right now I would have used my veto if you weren't, you know.
I feel about Kiki though. It's genuine. I had to cancel you out, but Kiki's not in my top 50 best anime of all time. That's how I feel.
Naruto's not mine.
You don't think Naruto's in your top 50? I think that's horseshit.
So much of it is garbage.
I agree. 30 to 40% is garbage, but the peaks are immaculate.
Jiraiya's death really, really did have quite an effect on me. Justin,
I
do
do
you remember
believe it made it. Go ahead.
when we were in, I guess I must have been like 9th or 10th grade when it happened. Might have, when maybe we were even younger. And like on Facebook, you could make like artistic drawings. And when Jiraiya died, for me, you made like this really beautifully drawn, like Microsoft Paint tombstone for Jiraiya with like Jiraiya crying at it. It was something like that. And even all these years later, still, I think about it.
I have not thought about that in over 15 years. And I remember it's the graffiti app. I have not thought about that in like 15 years though, Ralph.
I can't believe Facebook used to have apps and we would use them.
You have to download it and customize your Facebook wall with which apps you want to put on it. But
God,
we digress.
Boomers.
Ralph, I'm shocked, but not shocked by how low you rate Naruto. Like, where do you honestly think Naruto ranks amongst your favorite anime
I know I
of
said
all
it's not
time?
in my top 50. I know I said it's not in my top 50, but I didn't mean that. I was just hurt by what you did to Kiki, and I would say probably top 30.
Yeah, I think that's a fair place for it. I think like top 30, top 40. And I think, hold off on this, but I'd like you to think about where your rank for Frieren is at the end of this as well.
I think for
I
me,
think...
Frieren's probably top 15, top 10.
Okay, there goes the hold off on it, but okay.
Well, no, I mean, it's like half as good as, or Naruto's half as good as Freebird for me.
I don't think that's how rankings work, Rob.
I don't know. You're the math guy, not me.
I can see the argument. I just think that, like, when you think back 20 years from now, like, what of Freebird are you going to remember, and what of Naruto are you going to remember? And I think Naruto leaves a lot of sour notes, but it also leaves just like really special moments, I think.
I think
the
what I'm going to remember of
manifesting.
Naruto, Justin, is me watching it in 8 minutes, 8 minute increments in 120p on YouTube.
Do you think you would have done that for Frieren?
As a 13-year-old? No, probably not, because I think I've been too stupid and
No.
emotionally immature to appreciate Frieren.
Yeah,
But
I don't
Naruto
think
is
I
made for
could have.
brain dead kids.
It totally is. It absolutely is. I'm not arguing any of these things. Naruto's taking his lumps. It's got some problems, but I'm not ready to put it in worse than Frieren. And I'm willing to shelve the discussion and get rid of a few more of these where it could be our last cut if it has to go there, but I don't feel great about it.
Can I offer you a trade then?
Uh-huh.
If you're going to put Naruto in better than, then I get to have one that 100% goes in better than as well of what's remaining.
It's Yotsuba.
It's Yotsuba. It's absolutely Yotsuba.
Yeah, I'll
It's not
take
even
it.
a contest that it's Yotsuba.
Yeah.
Yotsuba, I think, is probably the greatest slice of life manga or anime ever created. And it is a simple series about a simple little girl and her hilarious innocence and the way she sees the world. And it's been running for 25 years and it never misses. It's just, it's so perfect. And I don't know how a 50-year-old Japanese man is so good at writing this 6-year-old child. It's truly mind-blowing to me.
Is she 6 yet? I think she still might be 5 15 years later.
Yeah, well, whatever she is.
Yeah, I'll take that gamble, which only leaves us with one spot left in better than. But if I'm being honest, those are both series that could go better or worse than Frieren for me. Yotsuba probably go worse, but not by like a significant margin. Frieren is such a fluid thing at this neophyte stage of its career that it could really go, like, since you've already shared your rank, it could go anywhere from as high as 10 to as low as about, I'd say, like high 20s for me. Like, it's got like a 15 to 20
fair
foot range. So that puts Naruto and Yotsuba into better than. That leaves us with five series being Boku Rosso, Dragon Ball, just Dragon Ball, Bakuman, Ping Pong, and Gash Bell. Three of which must go in worse than Frieren, one of which must go in better than Frieren, and one of which must go in the Gash Bell tier.
I think I'm ready to put Gash Bell in Gash Bell tier, Justin.
You think it's time?
I think it's time to put Gash Bell in Gash Bell tier so that we can really get into the meat of this.
Okay.
I don't think
I think
our...
we have to start doing worse. Let's do worse.
Well, we got to talk about Gash Bell a little bit first, right? I mean, it has its own
do
tier
we?
for a reason.
Yes, please, please.
Look, I don't think our love and passion for anime exists in the same way, where we're still like 3 or 4 years later making these fun podcasts and having a good time, if not for Gash Bell. I think Gash Bell is just the most fun we've had with anime. It somehow has a brand new manga continuation, which has been a blast the last 2 years. You and I are always waiting with bells on every month for the new chapter to talk about it and having so much fun with that. It's
Waiting with
just
bells on, huh?
such yeah, Gash Bell. It's special to us, and I think it is the anime that best represents our friendship and all of those important things that go into who we are as anime people.
You know what's funny about Gash Bell is that sometimes I question how much I really like Gash Bell and how much of it is just Stockholm Syndrome from you and our friend Kevin repeatedly saying how great it is, and you being Stockholm Syndrome by Kevin. And then we all just have this like inner circle of just repeating it to each other, an echo chamber, if you will. And then in our heads, it's like, oh yeah, this is the greatest thing of all time. But just because one of us started the chain, and whether or not we've ever had like a conscious thought to think about it. And then I'll watch an episode and I'll be like, no, yeah, that's a valid thought, even if I was brainwashed.
I think there's very high possibility that we are brainwashed, and this is a very intense Stockholm Syndrome situation, but I will never admit that to myself.
Where do you think Gash Bell ranks in your all-time rankings?
I think it's number one. I think it's number one, and then something else gets to be number one because Gash Bell's not even on the list. It's just so beyond
Number
the
zero.
ability to be ranked. Yeah.
I'd say it's like anywhere from two to four for me, but typically it ranks out at two when I make my list. Which
Right.
doesn't make sense. This little stupid. Okay, this is the Free Room podcast. I'm sorry. Let's get back on track. We could have the top 100 anime of all time podcast a different day. I think we got to one by one eliminate the worst thens. And then that will
Okay.
shake out where we have two left, one for worse, one for better.
Okay, so we're going to start with worse, though.
Oh,
I
I'm going
gotta
to
go
say.
with I gotta go with Ping Pong.
Oh no, that's the one that's better for me.
No, I gotta go with Ping Pong.
Can we
I
get rid of
just
something in the middle first? Because Ping Pong is the highest on this list for me of the remaining between Dragon Ball, Bakuman, Porco.
I will get rid of Bakuman because I do love Bakuman, and I think it's an incredible manga and one of the best manga I've ever read, and just the insight we get into Shonen Jump and creating manga is such a fascinating experience, but it is incredibly text heavy and incredibly slow at times, and it has by far the worst romance I've ever read, watched, seen, heard in any piece of media ever.
That bad romance might legitimately raise Bakuman's rank by 10, though. If it had a good romance,
Because of
it might be like in the top 50. Because it has such a bad romance, it's at least in the top 40 for me.
just how hilariously, impressively bad it is, yeah.
I think the other thing that takes away from it is my favorite character is the otter guy, who's maybe like the sixth most important character. I think the duo pair, I do like, I think his name's Akagi, the glasses character. I don't like Mahito or whatever the main character is that much. But it's a
Yeah, he's
very
a very
special series.
frustrating character, absolutely.
Yeah. Love
But
the
it
series.
is an incredible manga. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you this for the next four picks. Does Frieren legitimately rank higher than Bakuman on your list? It does
Yeah,
for me, I
absolutely it
think.
does.
Okay.
It does for me as well. I think just overall as the experience, Frieren is more fun to engage with. It's, incredible in the things it makes us feel. And Bakuman never made me really feel anything. Bakuman was honestly for me like reading a book and just learning about a part of Japanese culture that, we're unfamiliar with, that being the manga industry. But it's also obviously a shonen manga, so not all that stuff is true.
Yeah, I agree. It's not hitting the emotional beats, but it's fascinating and hilarious.
Yeah,
But
absolutely.
yeah, Rob, I'm gonna say this, and I don't know if you're gonna disagree with me or not, but I'm thinking Dragon Ball is worse than Frieren. I love Dragon
I gotta
Ball.
go.
I love early tournament arcs. I just don't from my experience with Dragon Ball is very different than most American boys our age, in that it doesn't tug at the heartstrings for me as much as I love the Tenkaichi's his fight against the Red Ribbon Army. It just doesn't hit in the heart the same.
May I counter it with something that I think will really put it over the edge for you?
Is it Ranfan's armpits?
It's Ranfan's armpits.
Is Dragon Ball your better than pick right now?
I think it was, but
is it not Porco?
I think like in my heart it's Porco. I think in my head it was Dragon Ball, but in my heart it's Porco.
I can compromise with you on Porco, because I don't know if that's both of us settling for the middle pick here. And I'm okay with it.
I think putting Dragon Ball in better than would be us settling. And I think Porco is in my heart where I want to, what I want to go with in better than.
Why don't you give a eulogy to Dragon Ball? I'll give a eulogy to Ping Pong, and then we'll both talk about Porco.
That's perfect. I don't know if eulogy is the best word to use with Dragon Ball just a couple months after Akira Toriyama's death, and we're going here and dumping it in worse than Frieren, but like, it is fantastic. It has three of my favorite tournament arcs in any series, mixed in with like a great Piccolo arc where things get really serious and we're able to move on from being like this hilarious gag manga and with these cool powers and cool weird characters and actually having some impactful drama in it, and it that's something that I don't think we get in Dragon Ball Z. I think that's something Dragon Ball does better, is the tension to mixed in with the comedy. And you know, there's a reason it is one of the most popular series of all time, but for me as a package, Frieren just is so much more cohesive and has such better pacing. And you know, Dragon Ball is a product of its time. The animation is not great watching it now. I just a few weeks ago watched one of the tournament arcs, and while it's fun to watch, it doesn't look great.
I'll also say on that same front, I don't think the manga holds up nearly as well either. Very, very inappropriate at times. I think, I don't know if we talked about this on recording or not, but like first episode or first chapter, like Bulma pees herself when tied up to a cliff. Another one where she has no panties on and then she flashes Master Roshi. Part of it's like, I'm not sure if this is supposed to be funny or if it's just really kind of, it's borderlines on gross for me. And I don't know if that's because I'm a stiff or if it's just like, this is definitely a product of the time. So I'm not holding it against you.
I think it's a very juvenile product of its time that just doesn't really work in the current landscape. And, you know, I don't think I even enjoyed it when I watched it when we were younger. I think I kind of just like didn't think anything of it. But like now rewatching it or rereading it, it's just like, yeah.
The anime wasn't as risque. Like they censored a lot of that stuff out. So we never got any of that.
Right.
So it was cleaner. But yeah, I love Dragon Ball. I understand its importance to the history. But in terms of our personal rankings, I put it below, and I think we'll agree on that. I will talk about Ping Pong. I don't think there's a single series in all of anime that's anything like Ping Pong. I think the animation style, when you first look at it, one of the ugliest things you've ever seen. The more you watch it, though, the more beautiful it becomes, the more you come to admire it. And I think it's also very similar to a series like Frieren or A Place Further Than the Universe, that it's a series about people. It's not a series about power levels or creating some sort of I have to win this dynamic. It's not a competition. It's underneath all of that. It's just about what makes you happy and what it means to be human. And I think it's really special in that way.
Blood tastes like iron, Justin.
Blood does taste like iron.
Hiro Kenzan. Look, I don't hate Ping Pong. It's just like, for me, that weird art style, I could never look past it. And I know that's something that like I should appreciate about it. So it's so unique and it's so like different, and it in that like weird rigidness. It's also just very snappy, and it works that art style really well, and it works into it. But for me, I just it doesn't work for me. I just can't get into it.
I'm okay with it being the last cut of Worse Than Frieren. Rob, why don't you take us off with Porco Rosso?
Ah, si, Justin, si, Signore Porco Rosso. Ah,
See.
dove. My Italian is not great. Let's just be honest. Yours is better than mine, even though I'm the Italian one and you're the Chinese one. But
I was
I
leafing through
can't do it.
some old treasures of mine, and I found a pamphlet, Italian Honor Society, Justin, Rob's name nowhere to be found.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Porco Rosso. Una porco on a plano.
Yikes, this is not good. Look, I think Porco Rosso for both of us was not even on our radar of being something we loved until we saw it last summer in the movie theaters together when, Ghibli re releases their movies in the movie theaters, and it's seeing it on the big screen, seeing it with Justin, like it's a man's movie. It's just like
It
it's a
really
movie
is.
made for like dumb guys just wanting to watch something like dumb and actiony, and like I don't know, it's just a fun movie.
It's exactly what you're saying, but it's not at the same time. Like, it's absolutely a man's movie, but it has so much heart. It's not like The Expendables with Terry Crews and Sylvester Stallone. It's that on the surface, and then it's just got like a heart of gold underneath it all,
Oh,
which makes it
absolutely.
super
Absolutely.
special.
It does have those extra layers that make it so much more, I don't know, poignant. You have those aspects of him becoming the pig over that survivor's guilt. It's subtle, and you might not even realize it on that first watch through, but like there are undertones of what Porco is going through and what he's trying to overcome. And in the end, you do see a glimpse of him becoming human and finally, being the person he always was. And he's also voiced by Michael Keaton.
What is the movie about again?
It is an Italian pig that flies planes that is voiced by Michael Keaton.
There we
What more
go.
could you want?
Rob, before we wrap this up, name one of your favorite scenes from Porco Rosso.
My favorite scene is when the like massive gang of these old widowed Italian women are coming into Piccolo's shop and showing Porco like, we know what we're doing. We're building this plane, buddy.
Yeah, they're just taking all of his hard-earned cash, and he's in debt, and he can't control these old nonnas. The nonnas are too powerful.
It's too funny.
I gotta say, my scene of choice for today, it could change any time, but it's definitely the final fist fight where they totally forget about the competition and they're just walloping each other in the middle of the ocean. And it's just nonsensical, but it's like Looney Tunes hilarious. That will always stick in my memory.
Absolutely. And once again, we ended on this. The fact that we got to see it together in the movie theaters was such a pleasant, positive experience that I will never forget.
Absolutely. Rob, I'm going to summarize this whole list and then let's just reflect for a moment and see how we feel about this. Again, in case you forgot, this episode was about, is this better than Frieren? Because we spent so much time talking about every series that wasn't Frieren. In our four tiers, the first tier being the Gash Bell tier is Konjiki no Gash Bell. Better than Frieren, we have Yu Hakusho, Blue Period, Kiki's Delivery Service, A Place Further Than the Universe, Your Name, Kaiji, Yotsuba, Naruto, and Porco Rosso. Worse than Frieren, some of these, or most of these, just slightly. I'll go with the slightly ones first, in my opinion. Food Wars, Bakuman, Dragon Ball, and Ping Pong are probably my four picks for just barely not making the cut. If we had a different random assortment of anime, they probably could go above in some days. And then the other ones that are below are K-On!, Polar Bear Cafe, Dr. Stone, Little Witch Academia, JoJo Part 3. And then Absolute Trash, I'm not even going to say because it's absolute trash.
I'll say it. It's Girls in Panzer. It is absolute
Rob,
trash.
how are you feeling about this list overall? And if this was your list, what would you change?
I think the biggest change would Naruto be dumped and maybe either Food Wars or Bakuman moving up. But otherwise, I'm pretty happy overall.
You take Food Wars and Bakuman over Dragon Ball, though, because let's say you got rid of Blue Period as well.
Yeah. I think so. I think for all the things we stated, especially if, like with Naruto, you know, we kind of agreed 40% of it was terrible, which is the case with Food Wars too. You know, if we can look past that, I think that's what I would do.
Yeah, I think I'd probably cut, and this is not a slight on you, but of these, I'd probably drop Kiki for Ping Pong, and then maybe A Place Further Than the Universe for, I'd say Bakuman over Soma. I think Soma is the one that's on the border that doesn't make the cut.
I think that's fair. But otherwise, we did a pretty good job of compromising here.
I think we did pretty good, Rob. And I hope this was a fun surprise for you. Maybe you expected a 30-minute short episode, but I gave you an hour-long YouTube episode.
Things got crazy.
Things got crazy. Thanks, Rob.